Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, want to have an out-of-this-world dinner for your family? Then get beef, Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's your 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Now is the time to serve the dinner that's sure to please everybody at your house. Now is the time to thrill your folks with a delicious beef dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red, nestling in a pool of its own rich brown juice. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificently thick steak, the classic dinner dish that makes any meal a success. There's nothing quite like a delicious beef dinner to welcome your family home from the day's work. So visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Remember, Kroger quality beef is the very best you can buy today. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Thanks to Freddie Lang's quick thinking and ability to use his fists as well as his head, Penny Gibbs has been rescued from gangster Bill Carver and Jerry Manson. And now Carver and Miss Manson are in jail. It is now late the next evening, and as Penny and Freddie walk down the street, Freddie says,
Gibbsy, I guess I shouldn't have said it, huh?
Shouldn't have said what, Freddie?
Did I? Well, look, wait a minute, will you? Let's stay back here where it's dark for a minute more, huh?
All right.
It's easy to say it in the dark.
Shouldn't make any difference where you say it, Freddie.
Yeah, but it does. It does. Like I said just a few minutes ago, I don't want to see you laughing at me, and I can't see you laughing at me if it's dark.
I'm not laughing at you.
Nah, you're too swell a dame to do that, so that I can see it or hear it, but inside you're going to be laughing.
No, Freddie, really, truly, I'm not.
Then maybe you like the idea, huh?
Well, I...
Oh, forget I asked you that, Gibbsy. Skip it, huh?
If you like.
Yeah, I like. Let me start all over again, will you? Gibbsy, what I mean is that... Well, I sort of... Well, gee, Gibbsy, I guess I love you.
Oh, no, Freddie, you mustn't say that, please.
No, wait a minute. I don't guess I love you. I know I do.
I'm terribly flattered.
Flattered? Well, what are you flattered about, huh? I ain't giving you no line of guff. I'm telling you the truth.
I know you were telling the truth, Freddie. That's why I was flattered.
You mean it's okay me being in love with you then, huh?
Look, let's walk toward the house now, shall we?
Well, sure, if you want to, but... Ain't you gonna answer my question?
Yeah. Come on, Freddie, take my arm. We'll talk about it on the way home.
Take your arm? Oh, sure, you bet, Gibbsy. Yeah, how's that, huh?
Oh, that's fine.
Not holding it too tight.
No.
Ah, that's good.
Okay, let's go.
Uh-huh. Gibbsy, you gonna answer my question, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead then, answer it.
I'm, just trying to decide how to put it.
Oh, you got some figuring to do, huh? That don't sound so good.
No, I don't have any figuring to do, Freddie.
Well, then what are you waiting to answer me for?
Because I want to say it in the right words. I want you to understand exactly what I mean.
Well, go ahead. Just put it in English, Gibbsy. Maybe I don't talk too good, but I listen okay.
Freddie, you're cute.
Oh, the heck with being cute. Come on, Gibbsy, I want to know. Oh, no, wait a minute. Hey, maybe it ain't right to want to know right away, huh? Maybe you dames like to take your time with things like this.
Oh, you don't know, huh?
No, I ain't never spilled nothing like this over a dame before, you know.
I could put you off for a while, couldn't I?
Well, if the rules say you can, it's okay by me. You know, this is one thing that I want to do by the book.
No. No, Freddie, there aren't any rules about such things as this. I don't want to put you off. That wouldn't be fair.
Then you're going to tell me, huh?
If I can.
Well, sure you can. Go on, Gibbsy, you know the words.
Oh, Freddie, I know a lot of words, but most of them seem pretty useless right now. I don't want you to misunderstand or to think I don't like you. Because, well...
Wait a minute, Gibbsy. Wait. Hey, let's stop the walking, too, huh?
Oh, Freddie, you aren't hurt, are you?
No, not at all. You see, the score is that you don't feel about me the same way I feel about you, huh?
Well, yes and no.
Now, what kind of sense does that make? Either do you don't.
What I mean is, I can't say I do because I don't, and I can't say I don't because I do. Oh, Freddie, now you've got me all mixed up.
No, you're not mixed up, Gibbsy. You're just trying to let me down without raising a lump on me head.
Oh, no, really.
Now, look, Gibbsy, I got it all. Should have known in the first place and had enough sense not to open up my yap. Just not good enough to you.
Oh, Freddie, please don't feel that way. That's the reason I wanted to be so careful what I said to you. I knew you'd misunderstand.
Nah, I don't misunderstand nothing at all, Gibbsy. You might as well have come right out and said it in just so many words. You can't see me. Not with both eyes wide open, you can't.
Oh, no. No, Freddie, I'm terribly fond of you. I like you very much. I think...
Yeah, I know all the rest about it, Gibbsy. Now you're going to give me that old just like a brother routine, huh? Nah, I'd rather have you think I was the sole in your shoes.
Freddie, don't let this make any difference between us. We've been awfully good friends up to now. We'll be even better friends as we go along, so let's not let this...
spoil a pretty friendship, huh? Nah, this ain't going to spoil nothing. Why should it? What have I lost, Gibbsy? Nothing.
That's a good way to look at it. It shouldn't make any difference between us.
You don't savvy it all, do you? And you know why? Because you didn't let me finish. Look, I ain't lost nothing, Gibbsy, because I never had nothing to lose in the first place. It's the same old story that's always been with me. I'm the guy that started out with a zero. Has got along on a zero. And I'm going to end up with a great big generous helping of the same.
Don't say that, Freddie, because that's not true.
No, it ain't, huh? Well, we'll talk about that some other day. Here's your house, Gibbsy. Better go in.
Well, aren't you coming in? It's late.
I'm going to take a little walk.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I guess that I'll just...
come here a minute.
What for?
Come here.
Okay. Well, I'm here. Now what?
Now this.
What's that for?
That's what I think of you.
Yeah. Well, you can kiss your brother goodnight, too, can't you? Oh, skip it, Gibbsy. I didn't mean it that way. I'll see you in the morning, huh? Yeah. I'll see you in the morning.
Hey, sis. Hey, Penny. Yup?
Yes, yo, come on in, Dad.
I didn't wake you up, huh?
No.
Oh, you're all dressed.
Yeah, I've been up for almost an hour.
What's the matter? You got troubles, too?
Oh, not serious ones, I hope. Pat.
Hmm?
What's wrong between you and Suzanne?
The matter?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, sis, I wish I knew. That's what I wanted to see you about. I thought she might have said something to you that'd give me a hint.
All she said to me is that you've been terribly rude to her.
Oh, for Pete's sake, what gives her an idea like that?
Oh, I don't know. It puzzles me, too. I've never heard you say a harsh word to her, but she insists that you're forever making little digs.
The old imagination at work again, isn't it?
Well, I don't know what else it can be, unless when you and Suzanne are alone...
Penny, when Suzanne and I are alone, I don't open my mouth. I can't. She won't let me. The minute she finds out we're alone in my house, she comes to wherever I am and sets up a monologue of complaints. And I haven't any idea what she's talking about. What she says isn't even coherent half the time. She tells me I've done something I know I haven't done. And if I say I'm sorry, to humor her, that makes it all the worse. Then she says, see, you admit it. You admit you did it, don't you? You admit it.
Oh, I thought that's the way it was. Pat, have you thought of taking Suzanne to a doctor?
Oh, I sure have. But how can a doctor cure nagging?
Pat, Suzanne may be sick. As sick as if she had a physical ailment. Oh, darling, take it to a doctor before you're a case for a doctor yourself. Do that, will you, darling?
Hello, Johnny.
Penny, come in.
Thank you.
You sure that new head of the Billings Construction Company isn't too busy for company?
Never too busy for you,
Penny. No. Think of a new line, will you?
Well, I'll send away for one first thing tomorrow.
Yeah, you better do that.
All right.
How's your wife?
Oh, Alice, she's great, great. I got a long letter from her this morning. She's much better. If she doesn't quit praising the Arizona sunshine, I'm going to start thinking she's working for the Arizona Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, I'm glad she's better.
You'll be glad to know your mother and Jed are coming to town day after tomorrow, too.
Well, nothing went wrong with Jed's new job in Mapleton, did it?
No. But they read in a paper about Bill Carver and Jerry Manson being in jail again. They have to come down and find out firsthand what happened.
Oh, golly. Will I have to tell them I was kidnapped?
Well, you might as well, Penny. I talked to Jed on the phone this morning, and he knows a little bit about that, too.
I thought that was all over and forgotten.
It's all over with, Penny, but I don't think any of us will forget it for a long time. Or forget to be grateful to Freddy for rescuing you.
Poor Freddy. I hurt Freddy's feelings last night.
Oh, that's what he's so low about, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it was because he didn't have much sleep last night.
I guess he didn't have much sleep, Johnny, but I'm afraid I'm the reason he didn't.
You know, what is this, love affair?
Mm-hmm. Kind of unhappy one.
Well, you don't love him, do you?
It's kind of hard to explain what I think of Freddy. I don't think I could make even you understand.
I think I do understand, Penny. He's, pretty special. Maybe in almost the same... Well, I'd better leave myself out of this.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, what I mean is, The kid... Oh, we better drop the subject, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we will. Except,
Except what, Johnny?
Except... I wonder what your reaction would have been if it was Professor Rogers who said I love you.
So Johnny thinks Penny would have reacted differently if Professor Stuart Rogers had said he loved her. Is Penny in love with the professor? Is the professor in love with her? And is Penny right about Suzanne? Is she mentally ill? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. You know, each day, more and more folks are making an important discovery. They're learning that the beef they buy at their Kroger store is real, honest-to-goodness, quality beef. Of course, you know fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef is mighty scarce right now. However, the steaks and roast Kroger is able to supply you with are the best on the market today. So be certain you're getting full value. Always visit your neighborhood Kroger store first, and you'll be sure of getting the best beef available. But discover for yourself that your Kroger store offers you only the best available. Real, honest-to-goodness Kroger quality beef.